Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, in this episode, let's talk about lean. Lean has two meanings that I want to talk to you about as it applies to being an entrepreneur. One has to do with leaning in, and one has to do with, in, as far as lean, as in having a lean operation. So let's talk about leaning in. Leaning in, what goes along with that is leaning into your discomfort. Know that there are some aspects of being an entrepreneur that are going to make you uncomfortable. You know, I'll put the caveat, if you're doing it right. And what do I mean by that? Being an entrepreneur means wearing all sorts of different hats. And we've talked about this in several of the other episodes. And with that, that means that sometimes you have to be uncomfortable. But being uncomfortable is a form of growing and stretching. And sometimes you don't know what your capabilities are until you're challenged. And so entrepreneurship should be a challenge. And people who want to wear the entrepreneur label, then you have to be somewhat adventurous, somewhat of a risk taker, someone that is willing to feel uncomfortable and willing to make mistakes. Embracing that, not fighting it or avoiding it, will take away a lot of the anxiety and the anticipation. Know that sometimes go into it and being able to even laugh at yourself, laugh at your mistakes, laugh at your hiccups and that things are going to go wrong. And in the course of it's almost like, you know, we can compare being an entrepreneur to whether it's giving birth or planning and being a part of or being the bride in a wedding. Those two major life events. There's two things that anyone over time will tell you is that, for one, giving birth to a baby, you're not going to look your best. You know, don't believe the photos that you see. Trust me, they've had time to clean up and get themselves in order to take that first photo with the baby. Those natural shots, what you will see is someone that's in complete disarray, out of their norm, so to speak. And you have to look at that photo and still see the beauty of it all. It doesn't matter what if there's a hair out of place or you don't have your eyelashes and makeup on. And that's actually not what's important. And the same goes with being an entrepreneur. It's okay to be a little frazzled and discombobulated sometimes or out of your natural element. And the people around you, the right people around you, people who have been and are entrepreneurs, have done anything to the scale that you're doing, will be there to support you, encourage you, and will look past all of the hiccups. I know I've been surrounded by some great people, and whenever I get hard on myself, you know, just a few words from them resets me back to remembering what's important, is that we're making forward progress, that we're taking chances, that we are exploring new territory. We're doing things that have never been done before, at least not in the way we're doing it. And that's what is important. So that's the leaning into your discomfort. So identifying what makes you uncomfortable and do more of that with the support and help and the guidance and the coaching, whatever you need to get there and get through it. Now, the second part was a lean operation. So when you're running your businesses, identifying both your processes, your procedures, all of that stuff, your production, being lean. And lean, that word for me comes from my studies of what's known as Six Sigma, a formal study of process and continuous process improvement. And that word lean means no waste. No waste. There's no room for waste. And sometimes that's imperative for small businesses because we're usually on tight budgets, and every move we make, every dollar we spend, it counts, and it can hurt too. So that's why it's so important to run a lean operation. The key here is knowing and observing, kind of stepping out of the doing part and look at how things are running and evaluating. That's where, and I mentioned Six Sigma, the concept of continuous improvement, continuously tweaking, taking this step out or rearranging this step and doing it in this order, or outsourcing this or not outsourcing that. There's so many different things that when you're looking at a process or a procedure or a production that you can tweak. Sometimes you can't see it and you need someone else to look at it and give you some advice. Different ways to make sure your operation is lean. There's no waste. And along with that concept, because you say, yeah, of course, I don't want to waste. But people forget, we're not just talking about wasting money or wasting material. We're also talking about wasting time. How is your time being spent? Is there their value? And I'll give you a prime example. People often, they early on in entrepreneurship, and entrepreneurship can be lonely, so they want to network and they go to events. But there becomes a point where you have to evaluate how much time are you coming and going to these events, and where does it fall in the big scheme of things? That's a prime example where it's a waste of time. What happens also is, as you're networking and meeting other entrepreneurs, they ask you to support them in different ways. Before you know it, you're saying yes to a lot of extracurricular activities that you would love to support everybody, but you've got to be very, and I'm going to use the word stingy with your time if it's taking away from other activities and tasks and responsibilities that you have to your own development of your business. Make sure your business is in a spot where you have that time to spend on extracurricular and supporting others. Otherwise, prioritize and get comfortable with saying no when you have to. So that's another thing. Be careful about, when we talk about lean, wasting time. Time, energy, all very important things. And then lastly, with Lean, one of the things emphasized in Six Sigma is when you make errors, that is a form of waste. Of course, you either have to throw away or discard or discount those items. So be careful about the various steps in your process and the different opportunities you open yourself up to human error. Anytime, again, look back and keep track of how many times are you making errors in a particular area, and if that's the case, then that's an area for improvement. It's not always just about making money. You also have to learn how to streamline, how to eliminate errors, how to be prudent with how you spend your time and your materials and your money. All of that combined, saving money combined with making money, is how you find your profit margin. So that's all for this kind of double hitter episode, the two different meanings of Lean. Hope you enjoyed it and continue to listen to our entrepreneurship series A to Z. Thanks. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.